the Pope would do. So nice. Nothing can be finer than to play in Carolina. We thank you very much for being here right off the bat. Maybe another nice round of applause for Missy Raines and the new hit. Mighty Five. And the words of Jim Watson, Mighty Five. Y'all are warmed up. We're going to catch up with you. Missy got you going there. So here's a tune. Pace yourself, kids. It's going to be a long night. We got a little ways to go here. I had to pace myself. You should too. That's right. You don't need to pace. Never mind. Drink up, we sound better. This song co-wrote with a friend named John Pinnell, and this is about, you go to the horse races, you bet on the horses, you don't always leave a happy person, and then it's time to ride the bluegrass train. Thank you. We about to get warmed up. We're gonna get there. Sorry, we were just addressing a testicle difficulty, but we're doing better now. All right, this one ought to do it. This one will get us warmed up, I assure you. And this is a song actually that is featured on the latest CD we put out. The CD is called Circles Around Me on Sugar Hill Records. And this one actually is one that we re-recorded from way back. It was on the very first New Grass Revival album. The Green Album, we called it. The Beatles had already taken White, and Spinal Tap took the Black Album, so we couldn't use that either. But one that back when we first did it, we thought it was pretty crazy, and now it just sounds like bluegrass to us. So sounds like a bluegrass song to me. It's called Whisper My Name.
Come on.
Hey, we feel much better now. Please raise your hand through that warm-up process. And we want to do a song off of our CD before this that was called Laps in 7. And we want to feature a song by our good buddy, Mr. John Hartford. It's also the title of a DVD we put out. And we got stuff for sale tonight. We'll be glad to meet with you. We'll talk about baseball, college hoops. Thought you guys had basketball here. I really did. No, nothing. Nothing going on with that. So it's strictly a baseball town, is that it? Ball was good here. Boy, one crummy year and you guys get all pissy about it, don't you? Cheese and crackers, guys. I mean, we live in the state of Tennessee. Imagine what that's like, you know? So here's a John Hartford song. If you're dancing on this tune, be very careful. We're not sure if the cat's cradle is insured for 5/4 timing, okay? There's five beats to the measure. Those of you that have had more beers than the other, it'll probably work out great. Worked out like four beats. I think I know what I'm talking about. Here's one Hartford wrote. This is about... literally about being on the road, and that's why he wrote it in a 5/4 time, because he said it's a messed up timing for a messed up time of life. If you're on the road and you even know what hotel you woke up in, you're doing great. So thinking of John Hartford tonight with On the Road. So hard, not a plan. title tune of our latest EP. We'd like to play for you. Wrote this with my friend, amazing songwriter, Jeff Black. Check out Jeff Black, good chance. We were just talking one day, and we realized you get to a certain point, and you know, maybe you've lost friends or loved ones along the way, and you wake up one day and go, how come we're so lucky? We're all still here. And this is basically kind of a song of thanks. How fortunate we feel that we get to be here to play music with you tonight, that we all get to be together in this room. It's called Circles Around Me. Someone say to me, hand on my shoulder, just a little bit older now, and I remember everything. I am telling you, ride up on Bridal Veil, 10,000 feet above the sound. Came around and sent me to count all my blessings and to thank you for all the good friends that I've found. Yeah. We're going to continue on a couple more tunes off the new CD we'd like to feature for you. This one also written by Jeff Black. And beautiful tune. This is called The Gold Heart Rocket. Thank you. Saw a string bean. It was was a sight to behold. They called him the Kentucky Wonder. And he would wear this long striped shirt. He had a little funny hat on and his banjo player. And his shirt would come all the way down to his knees, where he had on a little belt and a little short pair of pants. Yes, it is believed that string games started hip hop fashion. This could have happened. And he was well known around Nashville, Tennessee, for sure, where he lived in Ridgetop, Tennessee. And he didn't trust banks, and he would be known to carry thousands of dollars in the middle of his overalls. Well, sometimes this fell in the hands of the wrong folks. There was a couple of cousins, their last name was Brown. And they decided to rob string bean and his wife one night when they got home from the Grand Ole Opry. This is the unfortunate story of string bean and a spill. On the Ridgetop, Tennessee, in 1973, the Brown boys killed string bean and a spill. The reason for it all is in the bib of his overalls. At least that's what the Brown boys would tell. The thieves laid in wait for hours, but things didn't go their way. It was just a simple plan to rob a banjo man, but he wouldn't let go of his Opry pay. In his bib overalls, the Brown boys said, "Don't give us no trouble. We came for some, but now we want it all." And the thieves still stand and deliver, but string bean will not tell. And later we will learn there was a born of no return. They shot him dead, then they shot a spell. $20,000 that the Brown boys washing off stray's overalls. I think we're warmed up enough to jam a little bit. Gonna do a couple of tunes for you that we're gonna harken back to the days of the good old Newgrass Revival, and this one. All these good-looking young boys up here, along with the other two, we have for your listening enjoyment tonight, now on the low-tuned banjo, of course he plays the high tune regularly, does the banjo synthesizer, and when he plays the five string, he makes that thing swing. Love you to meet Mr. Scott Vestal on the banjo. On the guitar and the fine vocals and acoustic and electric guitar. We believe this might be his first time in Chapel Hill. So we expect you to greet him the way he would love to be greeted, ladies and gentlemen, when you give it up for Mr. Stephen Mojo. On the drums, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, what could you say about him that hasn't already been said about Leroy Savage? But when you think of... I do know his name. Thank you very much. Obviously, I hung with the wrong people before the show, but I'm still sober, but not for long, though. But no, he spent 14 years in the Tonight Show Orchestra with Doc Severinsen, ladies and gentlemen. Is that right, Chris? I'm sorry, I had that a little bit wrong. He watched the Tonight Show for 14 years. Doc Severinsen on the show. At any rate, when it comes to the drums and you want to have some swing, you call this thing back here, because he can do any kind of music you want to play, he can do it, so it really frees us up to experiment, have some fun, and every night is a pleasure that we get to play with Chris Brown. The man on the bass who knows when to leave the space or just to lay it all in there. If you want it to happen, he can do it either way, being equal versed in the bass fiddle or the electric bass guitar. Right now, one with frets. He plays the fretless too. He can sing any part. He produces records. Other than that, not a lot going for him, really. But by golly, we've known each other since we were young. We're both from Bowling Green, Kentucky. You really are not going to need a better musician than Mr. Byron House. And it's good to meet you both, sir. going back to an old bluegrass tune here. Featuring Scott on the low tune banjo. This is called Crooked Smile.
Thank you. Thank you.
Say, how many people have been at the festival all 4 days? I ain't riding home with none of y'all. We've had a request for different river songs. So now I'm going to do The River by Bruce Springsteen. Thank you. Actually, here's a song written by our good friend Daryl Scott.
Mattress, the sun's the camera breaks, it's a
bar lets you drink a peculiar taste.
Thank you.
quite a full moon, but close enough to hear the song if you feel like dancing, of course. All right. You feel like singing? All right. And if you feel like howling at the moon, we'll do that too. Take a little time for sunshine. Take a whole lot of time for love. Take time to praise and thank heaven up above. Take your life as it may come, cause boy, it'll be gone soon. Take a little time to have an afternoon. don't forget, we're going to have some CDs on sale somewhere. I'm not sure. We'll stop by, we'll talk, we'll discuss sports, whatever you think. And I want to let you know about a couple of friends of ours that worked so hard every night for us. The man doing the out front sound, yes, he is from the state of North Carolina. We thank you every night to Mr. Darren Shoemaker back on the sound. Give it up for one of the boys. Right up here. Oh, there he is, right there. Our road manager that runs the on-stage monitor sound for us. He has the thankful job of waking Chris Brown up every day. Oh, I wouldn't want that job. I turned it down, actually. And, but from Louisville, Kentucky, thank you very much to Rob Stokes. More percussion. So let's get a North Carolina boy, Jim Roberts, up here to play a little bit with us. Truck stop once. No. All right, here's a song written by our very good friend Jeff Black. And thank you once again. We're going to jam a little while on this one. We've thrown Jim Wolf over here, but we know he's going to just play like a mother. So here we go. Thanks very much for being here, friend. Thank you. that I could be into on a painted pony so fast. No one could ever catch me or get caught up in my past. I've ridden across many rivers, these many moons to tell the times. Then I tell all the wish that I could be a slave, y'all. Doesn't really matter what kind. I'd sing a song for fallen angels. Time be free in my mind. Then when no one was looking, well, I'd drop my harvest pile. I'd find my old contemporaries. I'd wipe the shame from their thank you. Tim Roberts on the percussion, ladies and gentlemen. Scott Bissell on the five-string banjo. On the singing side, Stephen Mosen on the guitars and the vocals. Chris Brown and his drums will be down. And Mr. Byron. Okay. We want to do a little jamming for you. We need the new hip out here. We got the new hip. We get Jim to play along with us on the percussion again. Give us just a second. We got a whole mess of microphones and wires up here. Thank you. bet you almost everybody in the audience knows the words to this song. So you're welcome to sing along on the chorus. All right, this is a tune originally done by an incredible band simply called The Band. Oh,
Thank you.
very much, Michigan and the New Hampshire. I hope you can play because you're with us and all the foggy-minded boys. Thank you very much.